The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Possibly the coldest weather in Chicago history is on the way. It's forcing businesses to come up with alternative plans for employees. We're joined by Scott Sargis, founder and president, Strategic Search Corp here in Chicago. Scott, since the internet is everywhere now and such a part of our everyday lives, does that make it easier? You now have the telecommuting option in situations where there's bad weather like this.
That's correct, Cisco. With all the technology that exists, there's no reason this has to be an issue. For example, video chats have improved exponentially. One service that comes to mind that we use is called Zoom, which has a free service. So the key is technology can solve this problem.
And so if you're an employer, what do you do here? Because you have certain people that probably need to get into work, and then others, maybe it's a little more fluid.
Well, as your last guest, Diane Swank, mentioned, with the economy, less is better. That is the case with the job market. You know, too many employers try to, you know, add too many impediments to the situation when it gets cold. And I instead recommend thinking outside the box, coming up with creative solutions. And my main mantra to this case, Cisco, is be flexible.
What are some of the other flexible alternatives?
Well, having hours, change hours to suit commuting, if people have to come in, you know, maybe arranging for daycare on site if you have to, and in general, allowing people if they can make up hours in a different day. So those would be a couple of things that come to mind. Once again, be flexible.
The prediction is the record-breaking winter freeze to hit 250 million people across the United States. That sounds pretty expensive.
It is. It is. But once again, there always are creative solutions to problems. And one of the issues that employers often don't engage in is flexible solutions. So I always recommend looking outside the box, brainstorming with your employees, actually enlisting them in the solution. Don't just feel that the solution needs to come from the executives, but have an opportunity for employees to chime in and come up with creative solutions.
Now, one of the fears of employers is, hey, if we let all these employees stay home, we're going to lose a lot of productivity. It's not necessarily the case, right?
That's correct. As I mentioned earlier, Cisco, technology has improved exponentially. And, you know, one of the things you probably hear on the news is Internet of Things. And that's been, a big trend. Look into options, not only for this particular problem with the super, cold weather tomorrow and Thursday, but also in general for any problems. So think outside the box, be flexible, and engage in technology to help you with situations like this.
All right. Good advice. Thanks for joining us today. Scott Sargis, founder and president of Strategic Search Corp here in Chicago.